the shade of my family tree. I'm a branch that broke off. What will become of me? Dear mom, I'm lying here in this queen-sized bed. I'm thinking back to all the stories you read to me about those little animals who went to sea in their beautiful pea-green boats. But I can't remember now what happened then. Dear mom, how does it end? The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and lots of money wrapped in a five-pound note. The owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar. Oh, lovely pussy, pussy, my love, what a wonderful pussy you are. You are, you are. Let us be married. Too long we've tarried, but what shall we do for a ring?
A ring,
a ring,
a ring.
What shall we do for a ring?
Hey!
Forever.
The curious feeling swam through him that everything was beautiful there, and it would always stay beautiful there. And then the bus driver told the passengers that it was time to board. And the young man thought, I'll just stay here. But then he rose and he followed the others onto the bus. He found his seat and he looked at the cafe through the window. And then the bus moved off down the curve, downward, out of the hills. And the young man looked straight forward. And he heard the other passengers speaking of other things, or they were reading or trying to sleep. And they hadn't noticed the magic. And the young man put his head to one side, closed his eyes, and pretended to sleep. There was nothing else to do. Just listen to the sound of the engine and the sound of the tires in the snow.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Though wise men at their end know dark is right, because their words had forked no lightning, they do not go gentle into that good night. Good men the last wave by, crying how bright their frail deeds might have danced in a green bay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late they grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Grave men near death who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Crazy horse.
We hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse. We hear what you say. Too many people standing their ground, standing the wrong ground. Predator's face, he possessed a race. Possession, a war that doesn't end. Children of God, feed on children of earth. Days people don't care for people. These days are the hardest. Material fields, material harvest. decoration on chain that binds. Mirrors gold, the people lose their minds. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. Today is now and then. Dream smokes touch the clouds. On a day when death didn't die, real world time tricks shadows lie. Red, white, perception, deception. Predator tries civilizing us, but the tribes will not go without return. Genetic light from the other side. A song from the heart. Our hearts to give. The wild days, the glory days live. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. We are the seventh generation. We are the seventh generation.
Crazy dream came to me. I dreamt I was walking in World War III. Went to the doctor the very next day to see what kind of words he could say. Said it was a bad dream. I wouldn't worry about it none, though. Them old dreams are only in your head. I said, holy doc, the World War passed through my brain. He said, nurse, get your pad, the boy's insane. He grabbed my arm, I said, ouch, as I landed on a psychiatric couch. He said, tell me about it. Well, the whole thing started at 3 o'clock fast. It was all over by 4:15. I was down in the sewer with some little lover when I peeked out from a manhole cover, wondering who turned the lights on us. Well, I got up and I walked around, up and down a lonesome town. I stood wondering which way to go. I lit a cigarette on a parking meter and walked on down the road. It was a normal day. Well, I rung me fallout shelter bell and I lean my head and I give a yell. Give me a string bean, I'm a hungry man. A shotgun fired and away I ran. I don't blame him too much, though he didn't know me. Down the corner by the hot dog stand, I seen a man. I said, howdy, friend, I guess it's just us two. He screamed a bit and away he flew. Thought I was a communist. Well, they spied me a girl before she could leave. I said, let's go play Adam and Eve. I took her by the hand and my heart was thumping. She said, hey, man, you crazy or something? You seen what happened last time they started? Well, I seen me a Cadillac window uptown. There was nobody around. I got into the driver's seat and I drove down 42nd Street in my Cadillac. Good car to drive after a war. Well, I remember seeing some ads, so I turned on my Connell ride, but I didn't pay the Con Ed bill, so the radio didn't work so well. Turned on my record player. It was Rockaday Johnny singing, tell your ma, tell your pa, our loves are gonna grow, wah, wah. I was feeling kind of lonesome and blue. I needed somebody to talk to. So I called up the operator of time just to hear a voice of some kind. When you hear the beep, it will be 3 o'clock. She said that for over an hour and I hung up. Well, the doctor interrupted me just about then, saying, hey, I've been having the same old dreams. But mine was a little different, you see. I dreamed the only person left after the war was me. I didn't see you around. Well, now time passed, and now it seems everybody's having them dreams. Everybody sees itself walking around with no one else. Half the people can be part right all of the time, and some of the people can be all right part of the time, but all the people can't be all right all of the time. I think Abraham Lincoln said that. I'll let you be in my dream if I can be in yours. I said that.
by the time we're done with dancing elsewhere, darling, you'll be glancing, and the night's a river torrent tearing us apart. Merely melody entwined us, easily the ties that bind us break in fibrillations of the heart. Don't cry out or cling in terror, darling, that's a fatal error, clinging to a somebody you thought you knew was yours. Dispossession by attrition is the permanent condition that the wretched modern world endures. You drift away, you're carried by a stream, a refugee, a wanderer you roam. You lose your way, so it will come to seem, no place in particular is home. You glance away, your house has disappeared, the sweater you've been knitting has unfurled. You live adrift, and everything you feared comes to you in this undoing world. Copper-plated, nailed together, buffeted by ocean weather, stands the queen of exiles, and our mother she may be. Hollow-breasted, broken-hearted, watching for her dear departed, for her children cast upon the sea. At her back, the great idyllic land of justice for exilic peoples ponders making justice private property. Darling, never dream another woman might have been your mother. Someday you may be a refugee. A refugee who's running from the wars, hiding from the firebombs they've hurled. Eternally, a person out of doors, desperate in this undoing world. Running from the wars, hiding from the firebombs they've hurled. Eternally, a person out of doors, desperate in this undoing world. Mother, for your derelicted children from your womb evicted, grant us shelter, harbor, solace, safety, let us in. Let us tell you where we've traveled, how our hopes, our lives unraveled, how unwelcome everywhere we've been.
That was The Klezmatics with An Undoing World. You're listening to the Sound Lab show. We'll be here till 8 o'clock when Grateful Dead Hour comes on, and we're concentrating on poetry and stories today in music and sometimes outside of music. By itself. We started out the set with Beautiful Pea Green Boat by Laurie Anderson. Then we heard Tom Waits read the Charles Bukowski poem Nirvana. After that was Richard Burton read Dylan Thomas's Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night. After that we heard John Trudell, Crazy Horse. Then we heard Bob Dylan, old song, Talking World War III Blues was the name of that one, and just now, An Undoing World by The Klezmatics. Next up, a nod to hip-hop. I can't do hip-hop a really good justice today. I don't know enough, and I really need to know more. But couple songs we've got. Here is, coming up is Nothing Really Happens by The Addams Family.
Wind and breeze, the god of bliss. Nothing really happens when you hold on to the wind. Standing by the clock, grooming time, picking ticks. My phenotype is no longer bioluminous, and I must bioluminous objective to soak myself in objects and the fluids. If nothing really happens, it was something I was trapped in. Nothing really happens when you hold on to the wind. Standing by the clock, grooming time, picking ticks. My phenotype is no longer bioluminous, and I must bioluminous objective to soak myself in objects and the fluids. If nothing really happened, it was something I was trapped in. Eyebrows that palms before palms cover eyebrows, and get in tune with the echo like high sounds created by my forearms. I've got forearms and I've all attached to stomach, and I plummet into tumultuous dizziness, soon to be dysrhythmia. Falling into a quick nostalgia with ballads from a shallow murmur, but wind up figuring big shoulders and Victorian addicts. I never settle for sleep, I just vindicate kettles for tea. Some of them like cardamom and cinnamon, but I like sipping the sediments and residue after taking apart synonyms. And the dark is where you're living, and it starts with a listen to the messages that the logs be delivering on a whim. Eyes fixed, I watched you hollow and following them in and out of circles through atmospheric friction trembling. You're obligated to take this oblique twist to test if you're smart enough for oblivion, considering lost to our wandering. Like a sedentary nomad fondling a heliotrope in hand, trying to escape the shadows of a really dark and placid labyrinth. You're saying silly sarcastic banter links, it's a mystery to eat. Sort of like the way the Pink Panther thinks in an open and shut episode with an extra glow glare gaze glance to wink. And even the involuntary twitch was laborious, for your brain isn't robust. It's more gracile, like a grasshopper hopping over blades of grass, while I cut blades of grass with 2 cut blades of grass attached to the end to make a blinking brass scissor. Yo, did you hear anything about a great mister? Did you want me to kick your ass and dilute your linear mass until you turn into a blister? I'll give you a B minus or a B plus, any other insect in the kingdom of insectivores. When I reflect on claws, disinfectivores, do a diagnostic test on spores and a visual check on boards. Yo, for checkmates, anticipate antitious for tears, absorbed by glorious claws, composed of distorted morbid wings of morphs for an inventorious unmentionable amount of years. And even my peers find it nonsensical, I tantalize with tentacles and send 10 million sickle cell anemia amoebas to fight lymphatic systems. Understood anguish under the woods in the forest. I'm not a fan and you're not famous. The nymph marriage system, thus we cantaloupe. And if we cantaloupe, we eat cantaloupe, running with antelope like ants in a moat, chanting with ghosts who in advances close to crimson. Hey, and if I'm panting the most, at least I can't flow through spiritual dimensions without confusion, cause I'm here for maintenance. I'm eight incense, pitched by my primate, who walks bipedal like a primate. We walk bipedals is what we say after we leave the gardens with flowers abloom, pollinating recessive mutations of plants on planets in the ethereal. Do you drink serums for delirium? Diluted dialect for each truth, thus disillusional. You're lacking innocence, unlike the little prince you'll ask, what's ephemeral? Like the presence of gorgons on perches next to Mormon churches, and Mormon lurking for the greeting from the gargoyle takes precedence over the precipice with a precise recipe that is saliva from the snar boils into a cup of pus. Sipping slow I do with my body wrapped around the quintessence of dust. Like Hamlet, I can't handle it. My phenotype is and be no longer bioluminous. My pores lack candle wick. I need a brand new opposed to amputated vulcan grip to grasp my many perplexed poses of focus, foretold to the equivalent factor of broken bliss. But don't be mistaken, wind and breeze is still a god of it. Nothing really happens when you hold on to the wind. Standing by the clock, grooming time, picking ticks. My phenotype is no longer bioluminous, and I must bioluminous objective to soak myself in objects and new fluids. If nothing really happens, it was something I was trapped in. Nothing really happens when you hold on to the wind. Standing by the clock, grooming time, picking ticks. My phenotype is no longer bioluminous, and I must bioluminous objective to soak myself in objects and new fluids. If nothing really happens, it was something I was trapped in.
Assure them, if they think I'm going to change or compromise in my attitude, in my way of life, or in my expression, or in my goal towards politics, they are making me stronger, and I'm much more stronger now.
There go like simple and plain, it's primarily basic Zulu arrangement, rocking amazement, flocko, radiant from heaven to pavement. If only is a facelift from nothing to play with. Spend time hating it, but that ain't changing it. God give it to me, nobody is taking it. Therefore, moving on the base of stimulus, standing in the twilight, I'm watching them get it in the walls, trembling in the air, simmering. She moving like more than the ears, listening, won't now. Test to your equilibrium, sonic wave booming all over your enemy. Skin on skin, in skin on skin again. Put it on, get it off, get on, get it then. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. Cousin, Uncle, Andrew, and Synonym. Here it is, Boogeyman. Ha. Simmer down, quiet dog, by a hall, my God. Sitting in the rocket, don't stop. Brooklyn in the kitchen, heat up the stovetop. Bay in the Empire State, they're navigating the way. Your preservation makes the greatest hip hop. They cool dudes, swagger, love, cherry, corny. They flow so fatty, unsteady, it's boring. These dudes ain't dope, but they on it. They need to get off it. So whack, whack is all you can call it. Therefore, moving on the depth of stimulus. Regardless, what's on the one tan, you represent a bulletin. To all of your settlements, tower to tenement. I'm old you for all of the elements. The cement and the manager mayhem. I'm bright as the AM. Engine about to roll out the station. And blessed with the fresh from day one. I got it today done. We all going back to the same one. It's constant motivation I stay with. Remarkable flavors. They all bear the mark of the greatness. Whoa, now the kid is the buck town. Your girl is in love now. You jump store front and get shut down. Shut. Simmer down, quiet dog, wild heart, let's rock. And you don't stop. A silver rock to the rhythm, you don't stop. So you maintain the rock and you don't stop the rock. You keep up the rock and you don't stop the rock. Maintain the rock and you don't stop the rock. You keep up the rock and you don't stop the rock. Maintain the rock and you don't stop the rock. You keep up the rock, quiet dog, wild heart, my car. Simmer down.
Stay cool.
Simmer down. Quiet dog by heart, my God.
Stay cool.
Simmer down. Quiet dog by heart, my God.
Stay cool.
Simmer down. Quiet dog by heart.
Is it better to be than to become? No, I think it's just the opposite. Sometimes I feel like a hound dog, howling in pain, howling from deep within my soul full of nothing but agony, agony, agony. Oh pain, oh pain, oh pain, it's never going to come. It was all a lie. Howl, howl, howl. I'm just going to cry until it comes, which means I'm going to cry forever. Cause it's never coming. Never, 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 ever. Oh, how sad for me. Watch me wallow in misery and self-pity. Oh, poor pathetic. An hour. Don't worry. Don't rush. In the future, there will be no time left. There will be no tea and no humans to enjoy. So, take advantage of your particular position in space-time and enjoy your tea.
Man, I need something.
That was John S. Hall saying his poetry. The accompaniment was crafted by Kramer. Before that, we heard Quiet Dog by Mos Def. And before that, Nothing Really Happens by the Adams Family. Time now for a ticket giveaway. here on the Sound Lab Show. We've got a show by the group Spells. Let's see, I get this up here. We got the group Spells at the Larimer Lounge in Denver on Sunday, February 14th. The doors open at 8. The show starts at 8:45, and you have to be 21 and older. When the next song starts, I'll take the first caller for guest list tickets there at the Larimer Lounge on the 14th. We ask that you be a KGNU listener member and have not won anything from us in the last 30 days. If you're not a KGNU listener member, we invite you to become one now. And the group Spells is a five-piece juggernaut from Denver, Colorado. They are vacation rock, to be exact. They produce short blasts of intense melody and driving rhythms that are custom-made to entertain the band members themselves and serve as an excuse to go play shows in cities that have beaches nearby. So we'll have a couple of guest list tickets to give away to the first caller during this song. And coming up is the song Under the Greenwood Tree. It's a Shakespearean poem, and it's sung by Donovan.
Under the greenwood tree, who loves to lie with me and tune his merry note unto the sweet bird's throat. Come hither, come hither, come hither. Here shall he see no enemy but winter and rough weather. Who doth ambition shun and loves to live in the sun, seeking the food he eats and pleased with what he gets. Come hither, come hither, come hither. Here shall he see no enemy but winter and rough weather. And if it do come to pass that any man turn ass, leaving his wealth and ease, a stubborn will to please, dusk dame, dusk dame, dusk dame, there shall he see gross fools as he, and if he will come to me, if he will come to me. Will you, won't you join the dance? Will you, won't you, won't you join the dance? Will you, won't you, won't you join the dance? Do the witty the shake, but do the witty the shake.
And foolish of me, I forgot to give you the phone number to call to for those tickets. The number here in the studio is 303-442-4242, and that's for guest list tickets for the group Spells in Denver at the Larimer Lounge on February 14th. Here's Richard Burton again reading a Samuel Taylor Coleridge poem, Frost at Midnight.
The frost performs its secret ministry unhelped by any wind. The owlet's cry came loud, and hark again, loud as before. The inmates of my cottage, all at rest, have left me to that solitude which suits abstruser musings, save that at my side my cradled infant slumbers peacefully. 'Tis calm indeed, so calm that it disturbs and vexes meditation with its strange and extreme silentness. Sea, hill, and wood. This populous village, sea and hill and wood, with all the numberless goings-on of life, inaudible as dreams. A thin blue flame lies on my low-burnt fire and quivers not. Only that film which fluttered on the grate still flutters there, the sole unquiet thing. Methinks its motion in this hush of nature gives it dim sympathies with me who live, making it a companionable form, whose puny flaps and freaks the idling spirit by its own moods interprets everywhere echo or mirror seeking of itself, and makes a toy of thought. But oh, how oft at school with most believing mind, presageful, have I gazed upon the bars, to watch that fluttering stranger, and as oft with unclosed lids already had I dreamt of my sweet birthplace and the old church tower, whose bells, the poor man's only music, rang from morn to evening all the hot fair day, so sweetly that they stirred and haunted me with a wild pleasure, falling on mine ear most like articulate sounds of things to come. So gazed I, till the soothing things I dreamt lulled me to sleep, and sleep prolonged my dreams. And so I brooded all the following morn, awed by the stern preceptor's face, mine eye fixed with mock study on my swimming book, save if the door half opened and I snatched a hasty glance, and still my heart leaped up, for still I hoped to see the stranger's face, townsman or aunt or sister more beloved, my playmate when we both were clothed alike. Dear babe, that sleepest cradled by my side, whose gentle breathings heard in this deep calm fill up the interspersed vacancies and momentary pauses of the thought. My babe so beautiful, it thrills my heart with tender gladness thus to look at thee and think that thou shalt learn far other lore and in far other scenes. For I was reared in the great city, pent mid cloisters dim, and saw naught lovely but the sky and stars. But thou, my babe, shalt wander like a breeze by lakes and sandy shores, beneath the crags of ancient mountains, and beneath the clouds which image in their bulk both lakes and shores and mountain crags. So shalt thou see and hear the lovely shapes and sounds intelligible of that eternal language, which thy God utters, who from eternity doth teach himself in all, and all things in himself. Great universal teacher, he shall mold thy spirit, and by giving make it ask. Therefore, all seasons shall be sweet to thee, whether the summer clothe the general earth with greenness, or the redbreast sit and sing betwixt the tufts of snow on the bare branch of mossy apple tree, while the nigh thatch smokes in the sun thaw, whether the eavesdrops fall heard only in the trances of the blast, or if the secret ministry of frost shall hang them up in silent icicles, quietly shining to the quiet moon.
I am in a hot air balloon, 1,000 feet above Nebraska, floating on a current of electric wind. The sky is very bright, having passed its midterms with flying colors. I have a road map, but none of the lines on it leads in the same direction those on the ground seem to. I fold up the map into an origami figure, possibly a bird, and cram it into my pocket. But it escapes and leaps over the side of the balloon basket. I step out to retrieve it, and suddenly the balloon shoots upward 100 feet and stays there. I put the map back in my pocket and sew it shut with a needle and thread that has followed me out of the balloon basket. Then I begin to climb up to the balloon. It's hard work, and I have to rest frequently. The map breaks through my pocket and flies up to the balloon. A parrot lands on my shoulder, then another. They stare at me lasciviously. They are both on my left shoulder, and this causes my equilibrium to go out of kilter, and I begin to spin. I try to spin a yarn, but the birds lose interest and fly away. Nearby, a wedding is in progress. The bride and groom are dressed in gaudy clothes, and the best man is holding an enormous ring. Upon closer examination, I note the clothes are actually feathers, and it isn't a wedding, it's a wrestling match. The best man, or rather the referee, isn't so much holding the ring as he is dancing around in it. I myself feel like dancing, but I'm all thumbs when I don't have a floor to stand on. Hot air balloon has sneaked back down to watch and is hovering only a few feet above my head. I grab hold of the map, which has perched on the basket sill, and haul myself aboard. The captain hands me a cup of tea and a kilt, lectures me on the importance of being earnest. Hemingway, not my real name, crawls into the mouth of a giant glowworm and disappears, as does Nebraska. I am obviously on the wrong balloon. As the sun sinks below the horizon, the captain sings below decks, and the two do not seem mutually exclusive. The balloon begins to descend, slowly at first, then more rapidly as it crashes through a passing cold front. The captain reappears and orders us to abandon ship, me, the two parrots, and the referee. The ground is still far away. The people look like ants. Wait, they are ants. Big ones, fenced in a corral. It's my uncle's ant farm, nestled in a narrow valley with high glass walls. The balloon lands next to a red plastic farmhouse. The doors are painted on, impeding entry. The map, however, slips from my fingers and flies through the window. A great commotion ensues from inside. It sounds like antlers. That is, if an antler could make a sound, that's what it would sound like. The horizon moves perpendicular to the farmhouse and it begins to rain ants, who seem a lot less perturbed about things than they have a right to be. The balloon tilts crazily, trying valiantly to establish where Up Now is. An ant lands next to me and squawks. Or maybe it's a parrot, I'm not sure. The kilt has wrapped itself around my head and I can't see anything but plaid. The captain returns, motioning for silence. Fine with me, but try telling that to the antlers. I clamber back into the basket and we take off at once. A military honor guard hails our departure with a 21-gun salute, but one of the bullets punctures our balloon, which precipitates a rapid descent. Down is no longer a matter of conjecture, for below is what can only be Nebraska. I can even make out several chitinous roads which appear on the map, now once again tucked in my pocket. The wrestlers, wedded and much less combative, stop to wave. The parrots watch with minimal interest. The ants, dribbling brie, dance a formicary fandango. The captain disappears again, taking my tea with him. 500 feet, 300 feet, 200, 75. The wind whooshes by in great clumps now, snatching my breath away. I grab it back, tell myself there's nothing to worry about, but I'm not paying attention. Not to myself, anyway. I'm listening to the antlers, now louder than the wind. They resonate on a frequency, I think it's a 6, that causes my pocket to vibrate sympathetically. My nerves are shot, though not ballistically, and I feel like a nearsighted duck in a cactus factory. Perhaps one day I'll learn to relax, or else find the right balloon.
Bit of fun there from Vermont composer David Gunn. That was called Not the Right Balloon. Before that, we heard Richard Burton reading Frost at Midnight by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. And before that, we heard Donovan singing Under the Greenwood Tree. Next up, we'll get, a little more frivolous, goofy, I don't know. Let's hear Stan Freberg, the comedian. He is doing the piece John and Marcia.
John. Marcia. John. Marcia. John?
Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
John. John.
Marcia.
Oh, John. Marcia. John, Marcia. Marcia. John.
Marcia. Marcia. Oh, Marcia, Marcia.
John, John.
Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
John, John, John.
Marcia, 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 Marcia.
John, 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 John.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
Frog with a cordon and he did ridin'. Frog with a cordon and he did ride, a sword and a pistol by his side. He went down to Mizzy Mousy's door. Went down to Mizzy Mousy's door where he had been many times before. Mizzy Mouse, are you within? Missy Mouse, are you within? Yes, kind sir, I sit and spin. Took Missy Mouse up on his knee. Took Missy Mouse up on his knee. Said, Missy Mouse, will you marry me? Without my Uncle Rat's consent. Without my Uncle Rat's consent, I wouldn't marry the president. Uncle Rat laughed and shook his fat sides. Uncle Rat laughed and shook his fat sides, think his niece would be a bride. When Uncle Rat gave his consent, when Uncle Rat gave his consent, the weasel wrote the publishment. Next came in was a bumblebee. Next came in was a bumblebee, danced a jig with a two-leg flea. The owl did hoot and the birds they sang. The owl did hoot and the birds they sang, and through the woods the music rang. Where will the wedding breakfast be? Where will the wedding breakfast be? He went down yonder in a hollow tree. What will the wedding breakfast be? What will the wedding breakfast be? Two green beans and a black-eyed pea. They all went sailing across the lake. All went sailing across the lake and got swallowed up by a big black snake. There's bread and cheese upon the shelf. There's bread and cheese upon the shelf. If you want any more, you can sing it yourself.
That was Burl Ives, a song that I enjoyed when I was very small. I'd forgotten about that last part, being swallowed by a snake. That was Froggy Went A-Courtin', was the name of the song. Before that was John and Marsha, by comedian Stan Freberg. One more written word or spoken word piece. This one is in Russian, just so we can admire the human voice itself. This is Alexander Felistov reading Boris Pasternak's Snyeg Idyot, a poem about snow falling, swirling around, falling, and being like the confusion of life itself. Here is Alexander Felistov saying the poem Snyeg Idyot.
Борис Пастернак. Снег идет. Снег идет, снег идет. К белым звездочкам в буране тянутся цветы герани за оконный переплет. Снег идет, и все в смятении, все пускается в полет. Черные лестницы, ступени, перекрестка, поворот. Снег идет, снег идет, словно падают не хлопья, а в заплатанном салопе сходит на земь небосвод. Словно с видом чудака с верхней лестничной площадки, крадучись, играя в прятки, сходит небо с чердака, потому что жизнь не ждет. Не оглянешься и святки, только промежуток краткий. Смотришь, там Новый год. Снег идет густой, густой. В ногу с ним, стопами теми, в том же темпе, с ленью той или с той же быстротой, может быть, проходит время. Может быть, за годом год следует, как снег идет, или как слова в поэме. Снег идет, снег идет, и все в смятении. Убеленный пешеход, удивленные растения, перекрестка, поворот.
Hope you enjoyed our show today with a lot of spoken word poems and stories. It's time now for the Grateful Dead Hour. That will be followed by Electronic Air at 9 o'clock. And at 11 o'clock, there will be Under the Floorboards, followed by our overnight music, the Sleepless Nights show, and the Restless Mornings show. So enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening. Here is the Grateful Dead Hour coming up. We're going out with the song by Rat-A-Tat called We Can't Be Stopped. I'm Ann Cantelow, signing off your Sound Lab show. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland and online around the world at kgnu.org.
And the Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center to bring ex-CIA agent and U.S. torture program whistleblower John Kiriakou to Colorado's Front Range for two speaking engagements.
Torture is their legacy, and so the only thing they can do to save their own legacies is to repeat this lie over and over and over again that torture worked.
Please join us as we present Spies or Patriots? Why is our government waging war on whistleblowers? Happening in Denver on Friday, February 12th at the Alliance Center, and in Boulder, Saturday, February 13th at First United Methodist Church. Tickets and information are available at kgnu.org. All proceeds go to benefit Be the Change USA, the Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center, and KGNU.
The Grateful Dead Hour is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by these local businesses. The Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz, specializing in criminal defense and family law for all income levels. The Alternative Law Office can be reached by phone at 303-442-2166 and is located at 1733 Canyon Boulevard. And by Indian Peak Springwater, glacier-fed springwater from 10,000 feet for office or home use. Their telephone is 303-440-0432.
Oh, what I want to know is, are you kind when there were no strings to play? You played to me.
It's all a dream we dream one afternoon long ago.
Support for the Grateful Dead Hour comes this week from Dead & Company, Bob Weir, Bill Kreutzmann, Mickey Hart, John Mayer, Jeff Cementi, and Oteil Burbridge. On tour from coast to coast, November 11th through December 31st. Complete details and ticketing at www.deadandcompany.com. That's Dead & Company on tour through New Year's Eve. Deadandcompany.com. And from the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York. The Capitol Theater will let the good times roll on Saturday, December 26th at the Jerry Dance Party, a celebration of Jerry Garcia's music. A top-notch light show by Grateful Dead lighting legend Candace Brightman will accompany the music. Events, information, and ticketing at thecapitoltheater.com.